This is Garrison FM. I'm Mark McKenzie at Artillery House on Collington Road in Edinburgh for the start of the Time Ball Challenge.
My name's Craig Roxby. I'm the Regimental Sergeant Major of 105 Regiment Royal Artillery Volunteers. We are cycling from Collington, which is our regimental headquarters, and aiming to cycle down in 4.5 days to South London, Woolwich, to raise money for the Firepower Museum. It was my idea initially, which is something that I passed with the commanding officer. He decided that it would be a good idea. Each territorial army regiment within the Royal Artillery were told to raise £3,000 or asked. So this was an idea that I floated to the commanding officer. He agreed, and here we are after 3 months of planning, about to set off today on the first of the five legs, first leg being 97 miles. And then it's just a series of legs, staying in overnight accommodation and army barracks all the way down, with a critical time really that we have to meet is on Wednesday the 11th at 14:30, which is when we cross the finishing line at Firepower Museum.
And how much training have you done ahead of this?
We've done solid 3 months training, roughly day on, day off, really not going above 50 miles for one day. Last week we haven't really done anything, just some light runs collectively as a team, just trying to bed our legs in and just making sure we've got enough energy and leg power to drive us across today.
Has it been made any trickier because you're TA, because you're volunteers?
Absolutely. It's okay for me as a regular soldier. However, with two civilians on the team and the other five riders, being TA, it makes it all the harder. The only time predominantly I can get them as a collective group is on a Wednesday evening or a weekend, you know, which is then giving up my own time as well. So yeah, there has been significant constraints placed upon us, but we have overcome them.
But presumably it all works to pulling everybody closer together as well.
It does. We've gelled together. You know, I'd like to think that 3 months ago we were all eight individuals. We've now gelled together as quite a good formation and a good team. And that's the way I want to keep it. You know, there's going to be no individualism on this trip. We will come across the line on Wednesday the 11th at 14:30 as a team.
And looking at the map, is there a bit that's scaring the living daylights out of you?
Yes, the first leg, 97 miles down the A68, which I'm not looking forward to, but I'm sure we'll just grizz through it and make sure we're there.
Well, good luck with that, and remind us why you're doing it. What's it for?
We are raising money for the Royal Artillery Institution. People can donate online. If they go to Virgin Giving website and just type in 105RA, the website will come up, and if they just hit the donate button, that'll be great.
Okay, I'm going to ask now the chairman of the 1 o'clock Gunner Time Ball Association to give the order to the district gunner to set up the cycling team.
Fire!
My name's Lieutenant Colonel Chris Hathaway. I'm the commanding officer of 105 Regiment.
Chris, you must be delighted with the way things have gone this morning.
Yeah, I really appreciate the turnout by the local community, who are our neighbours. They've turned up, also the Royal Artillery Associations, and also members and families and friends of 105 Regiment, on what has turned out to be a really lovely morning here in Edinburgh City.
It works in two levels, doesn't it? It helps raise awareness for the work that you guys do, but it also helps raise money as well for the charity.
Yeah, I think it's important that our neighbours know we're here. They've had an opportunity to come in. Some of them have taken the opportunity up, some of them haven't, but at least they knew they could come, which is important. But also, we've been trying to raise money for the Royal Artillery Institute, which provides funding to soldiers that are not quite as fortunate as ourselves, particularly the old and bold, who do need some additional financial support when things become a bit tricky.
Brigadier George Loder, the commander of the Army in Scotland. The Regimental Sergeant Major of 105 Regiment Royal Artillery has put a team of eight together to cycle from here down to Woolwich with the aim of raising money for the Royal Artillery Institution. They are seeking funding to close a 20-year gap in the recording of the history of the Royal Artillery. They want additional funding just to make sure that the history is properly recorded over the last 20 years. So that's what they're raising money for. But it also, the open day this morning is designed to just show the regiment off to their neighbours and other interested parties, and of course just remind people that we are always recruiting as well, and give people a bit of a flavour for what the territorial gunners do.